This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all know last week, or 2 weeks ago, it has been almost at this point, against Buffalo, the tush push, the Chiefs fared very well against that. They knew that Josh Allen always goes left on the tush push, and they shut him down on the fourth and one. The fourth and one that has no controversy around it or anything like that. They were able to come up with a stop.
I still don't understand the people that are like, he got it, and you know that
you can't definitively say he did or didn't, but the ruling on the field was he didn't get it, so they didn't overturn it. Are you guys feeling better about this? Because the Chiefs doing it against Josh Allen, I think, has caused some people to be way more confident against the tush push. I'm not really there, though. This is a different animal against Philadelphia. They're the creators of the tush push. Jalen Hurts.
The brotherly shove, as they called
right.
it for a
that's
while.
That's right. You know? I guess in Philly they probably
tush push
still
is
do.
What the, that's generic. Mm-hmm. Brotherly shove is like Kleenex. That's okay. The brand, you know, that's the brand name
gotcha.
Of theirs, you know?
Gotcha. I think Burkhart always, that Burkhart might say that about 10 times.
Brotherly shove.
He says
it's
that
their
every
thing
time.
In Philly, and I get it. They call it that. Look, it's an unbelievably effective play, even though it's boring and it's aesthetically boring to watch. But nobody does it better than Jalen Hurts. And the reason why
probably
they're so successful at it is, nobody has more lower body strength at the quarterback position.
He's like, a freak. Yeah,
he's a freak. Lower body strength is insane. Oh, and then now they have Saquon. You want to talk about it? Just a freak at the gym in terms of some of these videos since his college days.
Remember those times he's doing like those deadlifts with
it's insane.
2 tons of weights on or whatever.
His legs are truly like everybody always say like tree trunks, but like it.
Truthfully, might be actually
might actually
the size
be
of that.
Tree trunks. Like, so they're just better at doing it than Buffalo is. So while it's nice to know that the Chiefs were able to slow it down, different animal. 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, the Eagles had success doing it. The key, it sounds so simple and easy. It's not. The key is going to be, can you prevent them from having a third and goal at the 2 or the 1? Can it be third and goal from the 5? Can it be a 4th and 2 or 3 instead of a 4th and 1? If it's 3rd and 4, can you keep it to where they don't, you know, are you able to hopefully force them to pass the ball so where it's still 4th and 4? That's the name of the game. I don't think you're going to consistently be able to stop it.
You're going to lose some. They lost them in the last Super Bowl.
Drew, you brought up in pre-show, you're like, hey, the Commanders were able to slow it down. I'm sure there's some things on tape the Chiefs are going to look at and see what do they do differently. I just think it's more about setting up the situations where you, how many opportunities are you going to give them to do the tush push? Can you limit them to, you know, 5 of them, 4 of them during the game, and specifically away from the goal line?
I think just stay out of that third, because with third, we saw it with the Commanders.
Third and 2 or 3.
They'll run it 2 times in a row. You just stay out. If you can make it 3rd and 5+, then you get yourself out of that situation more often than not, unless they get to 4th and 1, and then they'll do it. But even the offensive line, like, I know that Jason Kelce obviously isn't there, but they've had the injury issues, like Juergens. Didn't
it's
play.
Worked fine even without Kelce.
He didn't play, and then
but
he had to come
as
in.
Well,
that's why he didn't play. Dickerson was in there. They struggled. Dickerson got hurt. Juergens came back in the game, even though he was supposed to not play. So I don't know if their injury issues are better. I would assume so, since it's been a couple weeks. But that might be something to follow as well in terms of them being able to stop it.
This year, the tush push, 82.4% success rate in short yardage for them.
But I think was it higher than that last year?
Let's see.
It was like 90.
I think it's a slight difference.
Here we go. I'm trying to pull it up.
I'm not saying they're not effective. Yeah. 80% success rate on any play in the NFL is nuts.
So this year, 82.4.
Okay.
88.1 last year.
Okay, so it's
6%.
Nothing.
It's a pretty decent.
And
dip.
The Chiefs have proven to be better against it. I think part of it is personnel. Their offensive line is struggling more, not just because of the Jason Kelce thing. They've had injuries there, so they haven't been as good. And when you have a player like Chris Jones, and I think actually in a weird way, Leo Chanel, like people who are athletic mismatches for people where you might be able to utilize them in slightly different ways, that's why I think they're better than other people at making that stop. Do I think the Chiefs are going to be successful in stopping that all the time? No. They're going
to lose. I mean, to set the percentage, 82% of the time.
They're going to lose on some of those. And you're just going to have to accept it. It's fine. If it's third and one, be like, all right, this is a first down. How do they get a stop on the next couple of downs is all you're asking yourself. Because unless, and we haven't seen a ton of this still from Philly, is unless it's the Super Bowl and they got some wrinkle to pull back out of that thing.
Well, I'm sure they do.
The ball down the field. They haven't done it a ton. They haven't done it zero, but they haven't done it a ton. Then they're not going to, just as long as they don't catch Kansas City sleeping in that way, I'm okay with the normal amount of tush-push success. That just comes with the territory of playing the Eagles.
Yeah, there'll be a wrinkle or two off of it. I think that, was it the Packers game that they did have a, I think it was the Packers game. I'm not sure. Maybe I'm missing the weeks up.
Could be.
They had a wrinkle, and they ended up throwing the football out of it. And that's where you have to, all of a sudden, it's one thing to give up the two-yard tush-push. It's another to give up a 30-yard gain. So, it's, you know, the big plays are key. I heard Mitch Holt this talking with Carrington on Monday in regards to just Barkley in the big plays, too. You know, we've said everybody understands it. Like, hey, he can get his yards, but you can't let him get the 50-plus yarder. I believe Mitch said that in the last 3 or 4 years that the Chiefs have only given up like a handful of 60-plus yard runs or 50-plus yard runs over the last couple of years.
They also, that Saquon's been better at doing that than pretty much anyone in the league, I imagine, this year. I told you that stat that's crazy. This is always like system in place and everything else that like fits you better. Like everybody has known, even when he was on loser teams, that Saquon Barkley was one of the most talented running backs in the entire NFL. Everybody knew that. They didn't know if he was going to come back from the injury, but nobody questioned his elite level of talent. The fact that in one single year in Philadelphia, he has more 50-plus yard rushing touchdowns than he had his entire time as a New York Giant tells you all you need to know. He had 4 years to accomplish that feat, 5 years, and he was hurt for one of them, but 5 years to accomplish that feat, and in 1 year in Philly, he equaled all of his 50-yard touchdowns. Because they're dangerous. Because you have to respect A.J. Brown. You have to respect great offensive line. And he's an elite-level talent, and they're a functional organization. Functional organizations will make players look a little better. I don't think it's ever the jump that people pretend in their head it's going to be. Like, you know, fans typically think some 700-yard receivers come to your town and now they're 1,200 because they're just here instead. But, I mean, you can see the difference with Saquon. I mean, he's the most dangerous player on the field for them, obviously. On Sunday, I don't imagine anybody feels different.
And there's no doubt. I mean, he's an incredible talent, and he's putting together a historically great season. And you're not stopping him. It's about limiting him. But I'll be honest, I told you, and later on we'll go through some prop bets, and then tonight I've got that betting show on from 6 to 7 here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll go through all sorts of prop bets, but like I'm waiting for the Barkley number to keep going up, and I'm going to bet the under on it. Like last week or 2 weeks ago, it was 100. It was a crazy number. It was 130, and it's nowhere near that. It's like 110-ish. It was 130. He had that 60-yard run, and it still went under. My point being is, like, that's a lot of yards still. Like, I just don't believe the Chiefs are...
In a weird way, I feel like you could give up 150-yard touchdown, just not multiple.
I don't believe the Chiefs are giving up 140 yards to Saquon.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.